Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Pei Zayin. The sugya over here is discussing the shita of Rabbi Huda. Originally on Daf Pei Vav, on my base, the Gemara brought that Rabbi Huda holds Summa Ein Le Boishes, which Rashi and Tosis both explained. This means to say that if a Summa is Mevayish someone, the Summa is Pater. The Gemara there brings that Rabbi Huda holds that a Summa is Pater also from Chayvi Goliyos, Chayvi Malkis, Chayvi Misas Bezdin. The Gemara brings drushes for all of these dinim. And at the top of Pei Zayin Amrav, the Gemara brings, V'chein her Behuda Poitrim Mikol Dinim Sheba Torah. He patters a Summa from all dinim, from all Chayuvi Momin in the Torah. The Gemara brings from a drush of V'shoftu Eido Ben Mako Ben Goyal Adam Al Mishpatim Ha'ile, and we dash in Kosh Yeshna B'mako B'goyal Adam Yeshna B'mishpatim. Kosh Ha'ina B'mako B'goyal Adam Ha'ina B'mishpatim. Therefore, since the Summa is not included in the dinim of Maka and Goyal Adam, as a Behuda Dashim from Psukim, that the Einshim of Ritzeach B'mezin and Ritzeach B'sheigig do not apply to a Summa, therefore he's not included in the Parsha of Mishpatim, he's parted from all Chayuvei Mamin. Now Tosef in Yandir Maschel V'chein, he asks Akasha, according to that which the Gemara says over here, that Rehuda patters a Summa from all Dinim, so why does the Gemara earlier in Daf Pei Vav on the base have to bring a different Joshua for Rabbi Yehuda? He dashens Einecha Einecha from Edim Zayimim to tell us that a Summa that's Mevayish someone is Pater, this is included in that which a Summa is Pater from all Dinim. He doesn't have all Chayiv Imam, this would include the Chayiv of Boishas as well. Why does Boishas need a separate Pasuk? So Tosef gives two terutz. In the first terutz, he says, is Einech Hanami, once the Yehuda has this Joshua to patter a Summa from all Dinim, a male does not need a separate Joshua for the Chayiv of Boishas. The second terutz Tosef says, Inami, if he would not have had the Joshua of Einecha Einecha, he would have dashed the Joshua of Reb Meir as far as the Chayiv of Golos, he would have been Mechayiv a Summa in Golos, only after we have the Joshua to patter him from the Chayiv of Boishas. Then it's also mistaber to dash in the psukim as far as the chiv of Golos to pater him. Once you know that he's pater from Golos, you can learn Reteach, Reteach, that he's also pater from Misas Bezdin. And then you can make the next drush from Veshoftu Ha'ido Ben Amako Ben Goyal Adam Al Mishpatim O'ile. It tells us, Kosh Yeshtu B'mako Ben Goyal Adam Yeshtu Ben Mishpatim, Kosh Ha'inu B'mako Ben Goyal Adam Ha'inu Ben Mishpatim. Now in the Chedush Meir Simchov here, he says another terrace to answer this kasha of Tosfos. And as Einech Hanami, we would have known, even without the drush of Einecho, Einecho, that is a Summa who is Mevayish someone is Potter, since he's Nismayit from all Dinim. However, what would happen in a case where a Summa was Mevayish someone, and at a later point he regained his sight, would he be Mechayiv to pay for the Boishas at that point? And Meir Simcha says, Zachar, this will be telling the Machayikas Rishenim, what is it then of a Katan who is Mazik? Is he Mechayiv to pay when he becomes a Gadol? This is a Machayikas Rishenim, and Meir Simcha says, that Zachar, the same Machayikas would also apply by a Summa who became a Pekeach. If a whole like the Shita says, a Summa who becomes a Pekeach is Mechayiv, and if so, we can answer the kasha of Tosfos. Why does a Behuda have to have a separate drosha of Einecha Einecha? L'chair, this could be included in that which the din is that a Summa is Pater from all dinim. And the answer would be that this would be a nafkamina in a case where at the time he was Mevayish someone, he was a Summa. And later on, he became a Pekeach, he got his sight back. So if we'd only have the din that a Summa is Pater from all dinim, so now already that he can't see, he's Mechayiv to pay, and he would have to pay even for the busha which he caused at the time that he was a Summa. But now that we have the drosha of Einecha Einecha, this patters him from the Ikur Chiyuv. The same way Edim who are Sumim cannot become Edim Zaymim, the Chiv of Hazaman never starts Bechal, so too as far as the Chiv of Baishas, the Chiv is never Chal on a Sumim who is Mevayish someone, therefore even if later on he gets his sight back, he'll still be Potter to pay, and never was a Mechayiv in the first place. This will be a terrace to the Kasher of Tosfos. Now continue on, Behemshach, the Gemara says, the same way according to Behuda, a Sumim is Potter from all Dinei Mishpatim, so too is Potter from all Mitzvahs, and we learn this from a Pasuk, Ve'ele HaMitzvahs HaChukim VaMishpatim, we darshin, Kosh Yeshna b'mishpatim Yeshna b'mitzvahs v'chukim. Kosh Eina b'mishpatim Eina b'mitzvahs v'chukim. And this Gemara brings the memory of Rabbi Yosef, who said that originally I would have been happy to hear that a Summa is Pater from a mitzvahs, like the Shita of Yehuda, because then I would have got more schar, that even though I was Eina b'mitzvah, I still was Mekayim the mitzvahs. However, once I heard the memory of Rabbi Chanina, that Gadol ha-mitzvah v'isa, v'misha Eina b'mitzvah v'isa, then if I'll hear that the halacha is not like Yehuda, then I'll be very happy, because this way I'll be able to get schar as a mitzvah v'isa. Now Tosef in Yandiver Maschav Achein Har Rabbi Yehuda, he asks a kasha from the Sugya Megillah Daf Chavdal Ramad Aleph. In the Mishnah of the Rabbi Yehuda says, Kosh Leirom Ma'iris V'yomov Einay Pyrus Al Shema. A Summa, one who was blind and never saw in his life, he cannot be Maitzi others their Chiv of Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. The Gemara there in Chavdal Ramad Beis explains the pshat is, because since these are brachos on the Hano of the Oyer, this Summa who never experienced this in his lifetime, he's not able to understand that Hano, therefore he cannot be Maitzi other people. And Tosfos asks the Kasha, and Tosfos and Megillah asks his Kasha as well, and that is the Mashmais of that Gemara is It's only because it was Loira Ma'iris B'yamov, he never experienced this light. That's the reason why he cannot be Moitzi other people. L'char, even if he did experience the light, even if he once saw, but now he's blind, since according to the Shita of Yehuda, a blind person is parted from all mitzvahs in the Torah, how would he be able to be Moitzi someone else? We know that the klal is someone who they themselves are not mechuyev in a mitzvah, they cannot be Moitzi other people in this mitzvah. So again, it would make no difference if he was always blind or he just became blind. Either way, the din should be that he should not be able to be Moitzi someone else, since he himself is not mechuyev in this mitzvah. And because of this kasha, Tosfos says a great chiddush, and that is, that even though the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Asuma is parted from all mitzvahs in the Torah, that's only midiraisa. However, from the Rabbanon were mechayev Asuma to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Tosfos explains that even though we do find that an isha who is parted from mitzvahs aseisha as man grama, the chacham were not mechayev to be mekayim these mitzvahs, so why should Asuma be any different? So Tosfos explains that bishman isha, even if she will not have the mitzvahs aseisha as man grama, there are still many other mitzvahs which he's mitzvah in, and therefore the Chacham did not feel necessary to be mesaken, to be mechaiver in mitzvahs aseh she'az man grama. But she'enkin asumo, if we're going to leave him by his din d'iraisa, which is that he's parted from all mitzvahs, we'll end up that he's not being noig b'teres Yisrael, and he'll be no different than a goy. Therefore the Rabbanon will mechaiv him to be mechaim these mitzvahs. And therefore Taisa explains that as far as being mighty someone with the chiv of Kriyashma, so if he would have been someone who saw ma'iris miyamov, and he was able to appreciate the hanah of the oyer, so since Lamaisi is mechuyev in the mitzvah midarabanon, he would be able to be mighty someone else. And even though the klal is that if someone who is mechuyev in the mitzvah midarabanon, he's not able to be mighty someone who is mechuyev in the mitzvah midaraisa, so Tosfos explains that the din Lamaisi is that Kriyat Shema is only midarabanon. This is a great discussion which we won't get into right now. But Rakapan, we will assume like Tosfos is saying that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is midarabanon, we would understand that a Suma who is also mitzvah midarabanon, he would be able to be mighty someone, even someone who can see, since both of them have an equal mitzvah midarabanon to read Kriyat Shema. Now that he was Leiro, Iris Miyamov, he's someone who's not able to appreciate the light, therefore the din is that he cannot be Moitzi someone with the mitzvah of Kriyashma. However, a Suma who did once see, since he's mitzvah in the mitzvah of Midarbanon, he is Payer Sav Shema, he can be Moitzi Achem Bidei Chayvasam. Agapam, this is the Shita of Taisis, both here and in Megillah, that even according to Behuda, a Suma is Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Midarbanon. And the Rashbov in Ersig, he argues on Taisis, and he says, and if even according to Behuda, a Suma is Mechuyev in mitzvah of Midarbanon, how would Rabbi Yosef have said that Anov li mafkidno v'avidno, meaning originally when he wanted to hear that the lachas like a Behuda, he thought that would give him more schar, that even though he's not mitzvah in the mitzvahs, he does them anyhow. If min darbanon is mechuyev to do the mitzvahs, the Rashba asks, we know that the klal is that anything that darbanon tells us to do, we're mitzvah to listen to that even on a deraisa level. This is learned from the pasuk of Leisosur. Leisosur min adavar asher yagidu l'cha yamun u'smoil, and therefore every mitzvah min darbanon, we're mechuyev to listen to mideraisa. So how could Rabbi Yosef have said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm ein a mitzvah v'vayisa? This is the kasha of the Rashba on the Shita of Tosfos, and therefore he has a different teretz. That which Tosfos asks, what is the pshat Rabbi Yehuda says? Only someone who is loyro ma'iris b'yamov, he cannot be paris al shema. Either way, he should not be able to be mitzvah other people, since he himself is not mitzvah in the mitzvah. And this Rashba says that even though he's not mechuyev, not midiraisa nor midrabanan, still it's midas chasidos. If he wants voluntarily, he can become the mitzvahs. And if he does so, that would even allow him to be mitzi other people with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Only now that it was like Rav Moiris Miyom, if he has no hanah, now it's not even considered midas chasidus for him to say Berchas Kriyat Shema and Shema, therefore he cannot be mitzi other people. So this is the Shita of the Rashba, so we have an important machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba. According to Tosfos, Asuma is mechuyev in mitzvah is midarabanan, lefi Shita Shri Yehuda. According to the Rashba, he's not mechuyev even midarabanan. And furthermore, we have machlokes, and this we have to try to understand what is the pshat over here. Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba held that if a Suma would have been mechuyev in mitzvahs midrabanan, that would already be bechlal leisosur, and Rabbi Yosef would not have considered himself an ein mitzvah v'oise. In other words, according to the Rashba, he would have had the status of a mitzvah v'oise. Once the Rabbanon were mechuyev in the mitzvahs, then he's mitzvah even midaraisa because of the lav of leisosur. Tosfos on the other hand holds that even though he's mitzvah midrabanan, he's still considered an ein mitzvah v'oise. Now, to explain the shita of Tosfos, it would seem at first glance there's a simple teretz to this kasha, and that is that since the Suma is parted from all mitzvahs, and the chara that would include both mitzvahs esay and mitzvahs loisasei, so he's also patterned from the loisasei of loisosur. Now that Rabbanon come along and make takonais, so we're not going to say that the Suma is mechuyev to listen to these takonais on a deraisa level because of the lav of loisosur, because that lav itself of loisosur also he never received. If so, how would he be considered a mitzvah v'oisa mideraisa? This would seem to be a simple teretz to the kasha. However, as we'll see, this is not so poshut, and that is because, as we'll see, there's a major machlekes achronim, and we say that according to Behuda, a Suma is padr from mitzvahs, Does that include both mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs leisasei, or is that only referring to the mitzvahs essay? Mitzvahs leisasei even a suma does have. Turi Evan discusses this in Megillah Daf Chav Dalid, and he actually brings a raya from Eretz Tosis to the opposite side, not like we wanted to suggest with Das Tosis that a suma according to Yehuda is potter even from Lavin. Therefore, since a suma does not have leisasei, the kasha of the Rashba is not difficult. He's not considered a mitzvah ve'isa mideraisa even after the takana darbanon because there's nothing being mechayiv him on a deraisa level. Rather, Turi Evan says that it's muchach from Taisus the other way around, that there is a lav of leisaser on a suma. Because if not, how could the Rabbanon come along and be misakin that a suma is mechuyiv in mitzvahs? The only koyach lacham have to be misakin takanos are, as the one Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel says, that since we're mechuyiv to listen to the takanos darbanon, we koyach this pasuk of leisaser, that's what gives the Rabbanon the right to make takanos which we have to follow. If a suma would not be mitzvah in the lav of leisaser, how could Tosfos be mechayiv the chacham or mesakin that they're mechayiv to be mekayim the mitzvahs? What is mechayiv a suma to keep this takana darabanan other than the lav of leisaser? If they would not have leisaser, they would not have to keep this takana either. And Turi Evan says, even though perhaps you could ask a similar kasha as far as the din of a katan, we know that the chacham were mechayiv a katan in the mitzvahs because of chinuch, you could ask the same kasha. And since ben Torah a katan is parted from mitzvahs essay and from mitzvahs leisaser, so he doesn't have the lav of leisaser. If so, when the Chacham or Mesakin that a katan should be mekayim mitzvahs because of chinuch, what's mechayiv them to keep this takana darabanan if they don't have the lav of leisaser? However, the Turi Evan says this kasha we can answer and we can explain that the mitzvah of chinuch really the Chacham placed on the father of the child, not on the child himself. And therefore, since the father does have the lav of leisaser, when the Chacham or mechayiv that he should make sure that his son keep the mitzvahs to be mechayiv the child, the father has to keep that takana darabanan since the father does have the lav of leisaser. So this would be a teretz to a katan. However, as far as the suma is concerned, this would not be a teretz. What would be mechayiv the suma to keep the takana darabanan? Thou shalt chacham or misakin that they should be mekayim the mitzvahs. What is mechayiv them to keep this takana? Akarach l'Turi Evan says you have to say that even according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that a suma is parted from kol mitzvahs sheba Torah, that only means that he's parted from the mitzvahs essay. It doesn't mean that he's parted from the mitzvahs leisasei. And therefore, since the leisasei of leisaser they have either way, now the chacham could come along and be misakin that a suma should be mekayim all the mitzvahs essay. And what's mechayiv the suma to keep this takana darbanon is the lav of leisaser. Now the Noda Yehuda, however, who argues on this, this is Madura Tinyono or Yerchaim Simin Kuf Yerbeiz. There's a tshuva over there which is actually from the son of Noda Yehuda, and he proves from Taisus Bayos that a suma is potter both from the mitzvahs essay and from the mitzvahs leisasei. He says clearly that there is no lav of leisaser either for a suma, and he proves this because Taisus says that the reason why the chacham were mesakin achi of mitzvahs for a suma is because ipatartus lemikol mitzvahs afilu midarbanon im kain heavily kimay nachri she'ein neig b'teres Yisrael klal. He's not neig b'chal like a Yisrael, and from there the Yehuda some proves that the Mashmai says that he's potter even for mitzvahs loisasei. He quotes over there from the Prima Gadam and the Psicha Kaileles. The Prima Gadam says al derech the Turi Evan that a suma is mechayiv in mitzvahs loisasei, and then he asks from the Lashon of Taisa over here by Yos, which is Mashma, that I'll be potter even from mitzvahs loisasei. He does bring a Taisa in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which has the same Yisoid as Taisa's by Yos, that the Chacham were mechayiv suma be mitzvahs, and there Taisa has a little bit of a different Lashon. There his Lashon is that he'll be nearer Kenachri, he won't be nearer Ken Yisrael. That Lashon, he says, perhaps could fit with the Prima Gadim. If he's only going to keep the loisasei, he's not going to go out and be mekayim the mitzvahs essay, that's not enough to make him look like a Yisrael. Mashenkin, the Lashon of Taisa by Yos, he says, Vayas Taisus Lashon is Imkain Havli Kimoy Nachri. That Lashon he says already is not mashma like the Prima Gadim. That's mashma that he's not mitzvah in the Leisaseis either, and then he'll be mamish Kimoy Nachri. That's the Chacham made it to Kanat b'mechayivim in mitzvahs. And furthermore, the night Yehuda he writes, this is the Pashas of the Gemara over here by us. If she should braid Ravidi Darshan, Kosh Yeshna b'mishpatim Yeshna b'mitzvahs v'chukim, the Kosh Einim b'mishpatim Einim b'mitzvahs v'chukim, he doesn't differentiate between mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs Leisasei. That would be mashma that is sumas pato even for mitzvahs Leisasei. Now the Iker Kasha, which the Noda Yehuda over there is coming to answer, is a Kasha on Taisus and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph. The Gemara there brings the same memory about Rav Yosef that originally he wanted to hear the Lachas like Rav Yehuda, and eventually he said, I would rather hear the Lachas not like Rav Yehuda. And Taisus over there brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. He brings a right from that sugya that Noshim are able to make a bracha on Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Groma, even though they're potter. If a woman wants to make a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Groma, even though she's not Mechuyiv, not the Reis nor the Rabbanon, still if she wants to make a Mitzvah, she can make a bracha. Taisus is not included in the Isra of Leisisas is Shemay Lashav, and the Raya that Taisus brings is from this member of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef originally said that if I would hear that the Lach is like Rabbi Yehuda, Avidna Yema Tavel Rabbanon, the Haloy Mafkidna Vavidna, even Avnam Mitzvah, I'm kind of Mitzvahs anyhow. And Taisus asks that if we'll assume that someone who's Potter and he wants to do the Mitzvah anyhow, he doesn't make a Bracha,
How could Rabbi Yosef possibly say that I would be happy to find out that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Once he finds out that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, he's no longer able to make a birchas hamitzvahs, and he definitely would not have been happy about that. Therefore, Tosfos proves from here that even someone who's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, if he's mekayim the mitzvah, he's allowed to make a bracha. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef, even if he would have found out that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, he would have continued being mekayim the mitzvah as misha ain't a mitzvah of Isa, and he would have made a birchas hamitzvahs as well. From here, Rabbeinu Tam proves to an isha as well. Noshim who are potter from mitzvahs and seishas man gromo, if they want to be mekayim the mitzvah, they can also make a bracha. The same way we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Suma would be able to make a birchas hamitzvahs. This is the Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, and the kasha which was posed to the son of the Nagid Yehuda was that lachar that Tosfos in Kedushin does not seem to fit with the Tosfos over here in Baba Kamo, as well as Tosfos in Megillah Daf Chav Dalet and Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel. In all these places, Tosfos says that even though Suma is potter midar reisa, but still he's mechuyif midar banon. If so, what is the raya of Tosfos from a Summa to an Isha? A Summa could say a Brichas HaMitzvahs because even though they're not Mechayiv Midei Raisa, they're still Mechayiv Midei Rabbanon. An Isha, who's potter totally from a Mitzvah Sasei Shaz Man Groma, even Midei Rabbanon, maybe she cannot say a Brichas HaMitzvahs because she cannot say the Lashon Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvahis of Vitzivanu. This is the kasha which was posed to the Nagid Yehuda's son, and the teretz that he answered is, based on that which he holds, as we mentioned, that a Summa is potter even from Mitzvahs Lo Sasei, and therefore they're also not Mechayiv in the Mitzvah of Lo Sasor. And the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel says, the reason why we're able to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs when one lights in their Chanukah, he could say, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvahis V'Tzivanu. The Gemara over there asks, Heichan V'Tzivanu, how can we say this Lashon of V'Tzivanu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never mitzvah us in the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara over there answers, since we're mitzvah in the Mitzvah of Lo Sasor, therefore we can't use the Lashon of Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvahis V'Tzivanu when we light Ner Chanukah. Once the Rabbanu were mesaken that we should light the Neiris, and Midrash, we have to listen to that Takana of Rabbanu because of Lo Sasor. Therefore, we can't use this Lashon of Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvahis V'Tzivanu. This is Gemara Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, and based on that, the son of Nagid Yehuda explains, if this is true, then in a case where there is no Lo Sasor, like by the case of Asuma, Asuma is part of Mitzvahs Esei and Mitzvahs Lo Sasei, including the Mitzvah of Lo Sasor, so even though the Rabbanu will mechayiv him to mekayim the Mitzvahs, but still he's not mechayiv to mekayim them on a level of Neiraisa, since there's no Lo Sasor which is mechayiv him to listen to the Takanas of the Rabbanon. Therefore, also he should not be able to say the Brichas HaMitzvahs of a Tivanu. This is what Tosfos in Kedushin Lamed Aleph was bothered, and from here he proved, he says it must be the reason why Suma can make the Bracha, he can say the Lashon of Tivanu. The Pshat is, even though he himself is not Mitzvah Midiraisa, he doesn't have Lo Sasor, and the Gemara in Shabbos says the only way we should be able to say Vitzivanu on a Mitzvah of Darbanon is if you're Mechayiv to file that Darbanon because of Lo Sasor. Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosfos in Kedushin means to prove from here that even though he himself is not Mitzvah, but to be able to say the Nusach HaBracha of Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvahis of Vitzivanu, you don't need that this person himself is actually mitzvah. Rather, what you need is that Klal Yisrael as a whole are mitzvah in this mitzvah. This is what Rabbeinu Tam meant to prove. From that which we see that even according to Yehuda, a Suma can make a bracha some mitzvahs. It must be the pshat is because you don't need that he himself is mitzvah. Rather, it's telling Klal Yisrael in general. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says the same would also apply by an isha, even though she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, because the mitzvah says she has man grama, still she could say the lashon of vitzivanu, because Klal Yisrael as a whole were mitzvah in this mitzvah. So in other words, Rabbeinu Tam is comparing the case of a Suma to the case of an isha. And the kasha was, how could you compare them? Asuma is mechuyif at least midarbanon, and Isha is not mechuyif even midarbanon. The answer is, that which Asuma is mechuyif darbanon would not be a reason why he should be able to save it to Yivanu, since he doesn't have Lo Sasor. From here, Rabbeinu Tam proves, the reason why Asuma can make a bracha is not because he's mitzvah midarbanon, that wouldn't be enough. Rather, the reason is because the rest of Klai Yisrael are mitzvah in this mitzvah. If so, that reason would also apply by an Isha, she will be able to say the Nusach HaBracha as well for the same reason. Akapanon, the Maisu Yav Machaykus Achreinim, what is the din whether Asuma is mechuyif in the mitzvah is Lo Sasay? The Turi Evan and the Prima Gana both hold that he is Mitzvah, and the son of the Nagid Yehuda and the Truva, he holds that he's Potter even from Mitzvah's Lo Sasei. And as we saw, both Shitas brought a Raya to their Tzad from the same Tosfos by us. The Nagid Yehuda brought a Raya from that which Tosfos says that if the Chum would not have been Mistaken, then if Suma is Mechayiv in the Mitzvahs, then Suma Havli Kamay Nochri. He understood from that that it means that he'll be Potter even from Mitzvah's Lo Sasei. And Turi Evan brought a Raya from that which the Chum Bechlal can make such a Takana to be Mechayiv of Suma in Mitzvahs. The only thing which is Mechayiv us to listen to the Takanas of the Rabbanon is the love of Lo Sasor. If Asuma is part of from all Lo Sasei, which include Lo Sasor, what's Mechayiv Asuma to file this Takana Darbanan, which was Mechayiv him in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs? And how we have to understand, according to this truth of the Nagid Yehuda, how we can answer this kasha of the Turi Evan, how could Tosfos say that the Chum were Mechayiv Asuma to be Mechayiv Mitzvahs, what's Mechayiv Asuma to file that Takana? So this we can answer with the Yisoid of Rabbi Yochanan. In the second Chelik of Kavod Shirim, there's a kuntres called Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, and over there in Simen Aleph, he's marach about the Indian of Lo Sasor, and he brings a number of rayas, even in cases where there is no Lo Sasor. For example, the mitzvah of chinuch on a katan. So we mentioned previously that those rishonim who are mavud, that the mitzvah is not really on the child, rather the mitzvah is on the parent. However, the rishonim who are mashma, the mitzvah is on the child, and the kasha is, How could the Chacham be mechayev the child in the mitzvah of chinuch midrabbanon if the child is not mitzvah in any mitzvah of deraisa, including the mitzvah of lo sosor? So what's mechayev them to listen to this takana of derabbanon? Another kashi asks is that we find that there were certain takanas even before Matan Torah. For example, Bezin shall shame and meet certain gzeiros, and if it was before Matan Torah, so we weren't yet given the lav of lo sosor, so what's mechayev us to listen to those takanas of derabbanon? He asks other kashis as well, and all of this he answers with one yisoid, and that is, once the Torah gives this lav of lo sosor, that to megal to us, the Torah was machshiv, the rosin of the chachamim, and any takana which the chacham make, the Torah wants and we should mimkayim it. So even a person who doesn't actually have that lav of leisoser, still lemaisa the Torah was megal to us that the rosin of the chachamim is the rosin of Torah. The Torah wants and we should mimkayim any takanas darabanon. If even in case where there is no leisoser, still is a mitzvah to keep the takanas of darabanon because we know that that's the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Yisrael of Rabbi Chanan, and this one answered in Asugya as well. That which we asked, how could a sumo be mechayiv in the takana darabanon which is mechayiv in mitzvahs? If you hold like this side of the Noyde Behuda that there is no leisoser either on a sumo, the Teretz is based on this Rabbi Chanan, the Chacham still the Maisa are able to make takanas and the sumo will have to keep them because the sumo knows that this is the rasan of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to keep the takanas darabanon, even though this sumo himself was never given the lav of leisoser. Now we'll now get back to the kasha which we asked originally, and that is we saw machlokes between Taisus and the Rashba. Taisus mechayiv the Rabbanon were mechayiv a sumo in mitzvahs, and the Rashba asks on that, if the Rabbanon were mechayiv him, then how could the Gemara say this is considered Misha Eina Mitzvah Va'isa? This should be considered mitzvah because midiraisa one is mechayiv to listen to the takanas of the Rabbanon because of leisoser. And the pasuk says the Rashba is mashma like the tzad of the Achronim, like the Prima Gadim and the Turi Evin, that a sumo is mechayiv in the mitzvahs of the Rabbanon, and therefore he's mechayiv leisoser. The Rashba asks that he's mechayiv to listen to the takanas of the Rabbanon because of leisoser. Akkordi the Rashba is assuming that he is mitzvah in leisa says. He's only parted from essays. And with that thesis, so if we'll say like the truth of the night of Behuda, that Asuma is parted from Leisosor, so this would explain the machaikas between Taisus and the Rajba. Taisus, even though the Chacham were mechayiv the Asuma to became the mitzvahs, still he would be called Eina Mitzvah Va'isa because he does not have Leisosor. And even though explained from Bachana that the Maisa he has to keep the mitzvahs, even though he does not have Leisosor because we know that the Rasan of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that we should became the Takanas of the Darbanon, but still we could understand that this would not be Begeder Mitzvah Va'isa. It was still, since midiraisa, there's no mefurish at tzivoy. It's just that the Torah wants us to become the mitzvahs derabanan. This would still be considered eina mitzvah va'isa. If however you learn like the Turi Evan learns b'das teisvis, Turi Evan said b'das teisvis that if there would be no leisoser on a sumo, there would be nothing which is mechayim to keep the takana derabanan to do mitzvahs. If so, the kasha of the Rashbam teisvis is once again difficult. Now continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings amongst other dinim the din of achivo be'eved kanani shel achirim mechayiv bekulam. In the last line of the Mishnah says, "Achayv of Eved Kanani Shaloi Potter Mikulam." Now, Taisav Yehan Dura Maschab Eved Kanani, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there brings a member of Bishim Rabbi Yechanan. He's talking about the case of Katea Yad Avdei Shal Chaveroi, and Rabbi Yechanan says, "Nisan Shiftei Verfuasei LeRabbi." The Shevis and the Rebbe go to the Master. Taisav Yehan Gittin explains that Kolshkein, that's Poshut, that the Nezek, the Tzar, and the Beishas goes to the Yadain. Rabbi Yechanan is telling us an Ad Chiddush by these two, Shevis and Ripoi. And the Gemara explains that the chiddush of Sheves is the Yochel Harav Leimer LeEved Asei Imi VeEni Zancha. Even though the master is not providing food for the Eved, still the din is that the master has a right to take the Sheves. The Sheves is money being paid because the Eved is not able to work now. And the din is that the Adin could take that money even though he's not providing food for the Eved. This is a right that a master could tell his Eved Asei Imi VeEni Zancha, and the Adin can make his Eved Kanani work for him even though the Adin is not providing food for the Eved, and the Eved will have to be Chozer Al Psachim. The Gemara from Pesayin on Beis brings this machlekes, but Akapanim, the Gemara Gittin says that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan that the Sheves goes to the Adain. However, as far as the Ripa, the Gemara over there asks the Kasha, how can we say that the Ripa goes to the Adain? The Gemara says Refuasei the Dehu, the Refu should go to the Eved. The boy itzvuyibei, he needs it in order to heal himself. And the Gemara's maskan is that Einichanami the Ripa does go to the Eved. He used it to heal himself. However, in a case was Amdu lechamisha yomi, va'avdli samacharifa v'itzvu betlasa yomi. If originally the doctor said that he's going to need 5 days of medical treatment, and they used a stronger medicine which caused him more pain, but he was healed after 3 days, and he no longer needs medical treatment anymore for the last 2 days, so that extra ripoy that he saves, meaning the mazik already paid for 5 days of ripoy and there's 2 days extra, that extra does not go to the Eved, rather it goes to the Adin. Now we mentioned this Gemara previously in Daf Pehei, we discussed over there the Yisrein Achiv of ripoy, the Tut Stadim that Achreinim bring is the Pshat that it's Achiv Mamin, meaning it's a chiv to pay for the hefsid which the nizik is going to have, that he's going to have to pay for his medical bills. That's the chiv which we put on the chayvel. Or is the pshat that the chayvel really is mechayv to be merapa him, he has to do what it takes in order to heal him, but it's not a chayv moment. And we quoted that Rabbi Chanan the Chayv Shiyum brought a raya From this Gemara in Gittin, which is Mavur, that the Rebbe goes to the Eved, it's used to heal the Eved, and we don't say much like Kana Eved, Kana Rabbi. If it would be a regular Chayv Mamin, then the Adam will be able to take that money, he'll be able to decide whether he wants to use it to heal the Eved, or he doesn't want to heal the Eved with it. From this Gemara, Lachar Zeraya, that it's not the Pshat that it's a Chayv Mamin, rather the Pshat is that it's a Chiyuv to be Merap of the Eved, and therefore the Adam cannot take that money away from the Eved. Now that's by a case of Chayv Al Be'Eved Kanani Shal Chaveroi. However, the Kasha is, and this is Chayv's Kasha over here, why by the case of the Mishnah? Whereas Chayv on his own Eved Kanani, Lashon of the Mishnah is Pater Mikulam, and Lachar that means that he's Pater even from Ripoy. And Taisa asks, this Kasha is asked by Taisa and Gittin as well over there in Afdir Beis and Med Beis, why do we say the same thing? That since the Eved needs this money in order to heal himself, even though the other is Pater from the other four Chayuvim, he should still have to pay for the Chiv of Ripoy. And the way Rabbi Chanan explained makes the Kasha even stronger, that it's not a Chayv Mamun, it's a Chiv to be Merapahim. So Mishnah, if it would be of a Chayv Mamun, we would have to understand the same with the other four Chayuvim, he's Pater. Since even if there would be a chiv, we would say Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, and the chiv would go back to him himself. Therefore, the Mishnah says he's Pater. However, as far as Ripoy is concerned, on that we would not be able to say Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, since it's a chiv to be Merap of the Eved. So why, when he's chiv on his own Eved, is he not mechiv in that chiv of Ripoy? This is the Kasha of Taisus, and Taisus gives two terutim, and best of the two terutim argue whether he really is mechiv in this chiv of Ripoy. The first terut of Taisus is that Einachami really he is mechiv to be Merap of the Eved. Now, which the Mishnah says, Pater Mikulam, it means to say that he's Pater from Ripoy, the same way the Gemara over there in Gittin says that he's Pater from Ripoy, in a case where there's leftover money because they healed him faster than they were expecting to. Here also, when the Mishnah says, Achayval Be'evet Kanani Shalai Pater Mikulam, it means to say that if they made an estimate how much money would be necessary for the Ripoy, and in the end they healed him in 3 days instead of 5 days, so the extra money does not go to the Eved, even though he incurred extra pain, but that which they healed him faster, still that extra money does not go to the Eved, rather the Adon keeps it. In other words, according to this first Taras of Taisus, Einachinami, there is a Chiv of Ripoy, even in the case of Chayval Be'Eved Kanani Shaloi. However, Taisus then continues and he gives a second Taras. He says, Nirsh Yesh Lechag Ben Achirin Chayvalim Boy, Ben Arav Atzmai Chayval Boy Shekvar Zocha Bakoyal. There's a Svart to be Machag that even though if Achirin would be Chayval in the Eved Kanani, the Eved would have a right to get that Ripoy, the other would not be able to take it away from him. Still, if the other himself was Chayval in the Eved Kanani, he would not be Machayv to be Merap of the Eved. Now, obviously, this Svart of Taisus needs a Hasbar, and we'll get back to this soon. However, first, if we take a look in Taisvis, after he brings his first Taras, which says that in Chanami, the Ripoy does go to the Eved, that which the Mishnah says that he's Pater, just means in the case where he ended up getting healed faster than expected. After that, Taisvis throws in another Kasha. Yes, Vim Taimer Vitifsha Vimas Nisan, the Yochel Rav Leimer Le'Eved Asay Imi Vein Nizanko, Mi the Pater Mi Sheves. That which the Mishnah also Pater the Odin from the Chiv of Sheves. This should be right that an Odin can tell an Eved Asay Imi Vein Nizanko. Meaning, Taisus is asking the same way the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Beis brought a Rai from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a case of Koteh Yad Avdei Shal Chaveroi, and he said that the Sheves goes to the Odin and not to the Eved. The Gemara explains the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan is because an Odin can tell an Eved to say Imi Vein Nizancha. Taisus is asking the Lachar, you have a Rai from the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah, which is Mavur, that Chayvav Eved Kanani Shaloi Pater Mikulon, he's Pater even from the Chiv of Sheves. Taisus is asking that the Mishnah itself should be a Rai, that an Odin can tell an Eved to say Imi Vein Nizancha. So first place the answer is maybe in Chanami, the case of the Mishnah is Dafko, the Odin is providing food for the Eved. For that reason, the Odin is Pater from Sheves, but in Chanami, if he was not giving food to the Eved, then he would have to pay Sheves to the Eved. Now after Tosfos says this Teretz, he then goes back to the first Kasha, why is the Odin not Mechuyev to give the Ripoy to the Eved? And he asks on the Teretz which he originally gave to that Kasha, he says the second Teretz, like we mentioned before, there's a chil between one who's Chayv on his own Eved and one who's Chayv on someone else's Eved. And Mashov here explains, the Taisus stuck in this kasha about the Sheves between the two Terusim, Lagabi the Ripoy, and the Pshat is because the second Teretz of Taisus will answer the kasha about Sheves as well. After Taisus is Machag, there's a chilk between someone who's Chayv on someone else's Eved and someone who's Chayv on his own Eved. That will answer both kashas. Firstly, it will explain that if he's Chayv on his own Eved, he'll be Pater from the Chiv of Ripoy, and it will also explain that he's Pater from the Chiv of Sheves. It will no longer have to explain that the case of the Mishnah is talking about Dafka, where he's feeding his Eved, rather, even if he's not feeding his Eved, still he'll be Pater from the Chiv of Sheves in this case, where he was chayvul in his own Eved. So we now have to understand again, what is the chilek between one who's chayvul in someone else's Eved, and one who's chayvul in his own Eved, that if he's chayvul in his own Eved, he's Pater from being merap of the Eved. And secondly, when he's chayvul in his own Eved, even if you hold that Be'etzim and Adon cannot tell his Eved, Asayimi Ve'ini Zoncha, and even if the case over here is talking about where he's not feeding the Eved, still the Adon will be Pater from the Chiv of Sheves, in this case where he was chayvul in his own Eved. So what is the pshat on this? So a number of Svarim, in the Sefer Darki David, and the Yelas HaShachar and others for him as well, they explain the pshat is that in the case when one is chayv on someone else's Eved, so he definitely has a din of a mazik, and he's mechuyv to pay chamisha dvarim, The question just is, who gets the chamisha dvarim? So the klal is that the Adon gets it, mashal kana eved kana rabbi. However, as far as the chiv ripoy, since as we explained, it's not be'etzim a chiv mamin, rather it's a chiv to heal the person, therefore the svar is that it should go straight to the eved. And as far as the chiv of sheves, that's a payment for that which the eved is not able to work, so whoever is supposed to get the work, that's the one who should get the sheves. And this, the Gemara Gittin says that if we see that the sheves goes to the Adon, even in the case when the Adon is not giving mizoinus to the Eved, that will be right that an Adon can tell his Eved, "Asay imi ve'eni zoncha," because if he was not able to say this, then the sheves should go to the Eved. Since the Adon is not feeding the Eved has the right to get his own ma'isa yadayim, and therefore he will get the sheves as well. And this is all when one is chayvel min Eved kanani shel chaveroi. However, in the case of one was chayvel in his own Eved kanani, so the Svarim explained that over there he's not considered a mazik bechlal. And one is mazik something which he himself owns, he doesn't get a shame mazik. Therefore, there never is a chiv of chamisha dvarim in the first place. And they compare the same way if he would be chayvel in his shor or his chamar, he would not have a shame mazik. So too, if he's chayvel in his own eved, also he does not have a shame mazik, and there is no chiv of chamisha dvarim. Therefore, as far as the ripui is concerned, if there would be a chiv ripui, we would not say on that mashal kana eved kana rabbi, but there is no chiv ripui chal in the first place. And as far as the sheves is concerned as well, there never is chal a chiv of sheves. Therefore, even if the Adon is not feeding his Eved, and even if you hold that Bederach Klal, the rule is, and the Adon cannot tell his Eved, Aseimi Vein Yizoncha, he cannot force his Eved to do work and not feed the Eved. Therefore, here in this case, where he's not feeding the Eved, he cannot make the Eved work for him, but still, as far as the Chiv of Sheves, the Chiv was not Chal, he's not going to have to pay the Chiv of Sheves to the Eved, because he's not considered a Mazik Bechlal. So this is how a number of Achayim explained the last Teretz of Tosfos, in the Shir of Shmuel and Gittin, Ois Reishlam and Hei, he says like this as well. However, we should just point out that the Lashon of Tosfos, Tosfos says that a Rav Asma Yifus Chayvel in the Eved Kvar Zocha Bakoil, the Pashas it would seem that this Lashon is Mashma, that all these Chayivim were actually Chal, but the Adon gets it with the Din of Mashma Kone Eved Kone Rabbi. According to what we're explaining now, when Tosfos says Kvar Zocha Bakoil, it doesn't mean that he was Zeich in the Chayivim, rather what it means to say is that when he originally bought the Eved, he was Zeich in all of the rights of the Eved, and even if he'll be Mazikim later, he won't have a Din of a Mazik, because he now owns this Eved Kanani as his Shor V'chamar. Now we still have to understand what exactly is the Nekuda which the two Terutzim of Tosfos argue. This explanation is all in the second Teretz of Tosfos. The first Teretz of Tosfos held not like that. According to the first Teretz, there is actually a Chiv of Ripoy from the Adon. He has to be Merapeh as Eved. And Sheves also would have to give him if he's not being Ma'al Mezoinus. The Chor, the Pshat is that the first Teretz held that one is Chayv on his own Eved. He is Be'etzim considered a Mazik, and Be'etzim there should be a Chiv of Chamisha Dvarim. It's just that there's a rule, Mashal Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, and if as far as the Ripoy, and the Sheves is all in the case where he's not giving Mezainus to his Eved, that the Adon does not have a schus to take away from the Eved. Now the truth is that these two Tzadim, when one is Chayv on his own Eved, is the Pshat that he's Be'etzim considered a Mazik, and there should be a Chiv of Chamisha Dvarim, just he's Potter because of Mashal Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, or the Pshat is that he's not considered a Mazik Bechlal, we find a similar Machoikis between the Ketayis and the Bach. They're arguing about a different Shaila, an interesting Shaila, and that is, Rodolik Mark Subastaf Lamabez and Mabez tells us that one is Chayv of Bechaveri, so he's over the lav of La Yosef, and Be'etzim he should have been Mechayv Malkus. Still, the Maisa then is that he's not Mechayv Malkus, rather he's Mechayv Momin. Come over the Dashin from the Pasuk Kedei Rishosoy, Mishum Misha Achasat Mechayv, Vieta Mechayv, Mishum Shtei Rishoyos. You cannot be Mechayv a person, both Mechayv of Malkus and the Chayv of Momin, for the same Maisa. Therefore, by Chayv as well, you cannot be Mechayv in both Malkus and Momin. And the Gemara there in Ksuba says that even if you hold like the Shita of Rabbi Yechinon, that the klal is kol heichad ika mamun u'malkus milka laki b'mayna loy mishalim, if he did something which was mechayif in both malkus and mamun, so the one that he gets is the malkus, not the mamun. Still the Gemara says chayva b'chaveri is different b'feirish ribsa tayra chayva b'chaveri l'tashlumin. The Torah said mefurish b'chayva b'chaveri that the chiv is the mamun, therefore mel you cannot give him the second chiv, the chiv of malkus, because the klal is b'shem risha achasat mechayif v'yit mechayif b'shem shtei rishayis. However, the Gemara in Ksubas does say, Hiko hakosh she'imash of Aputa, then you do get Malkus. Since in that case he's not getting the Einish of Mamin, because it's less than a Shavaputa, therefore we will give him the Einish of Malkus for the love of Lo Yosef. Now the Raman Paskins this din in Perakei, Hilchas Chayvel Mazik Halacha Gimbal, he says, Amakas chaveri hakosh she'imash of Aputa loike, sharei inkan tashlumin, kadeshi yilav zanitin tashlumin. Here there is no tashlumin, therefore you will get the Malkus. And then Ram adds an additional chiddush, and he says that this din is true even if you hit an eved. He says, "Afilu hike eved chaveri hakosh imbo shavar puta loike sharei yeshnoi b'miktas mitzvahs." Even if one hit an eved who's not a full yid, but since he's mechuyev b'miktas mitzvahs, so here also the din will apply that he'll get malchus. In this case, where he's not paying mamon because that kol is less than a shavar puta, he'll get malchus for the love of Lo Yosef. Now the Bach, the Beisesef, and the Bir Agro, they all point out on this lashon of the Rambam, why is Rambam Dafka talk about a case of Hika Eved Chaveri, Hakosh Eimer Shavar Pruta? The same should also be true if he hits his own Eved. An Adon who's Chayv on his own Eved, since there is no Chayv Tashlumin, there also the din should be that he should be Mechayv Malkus for the love of Lo Yosef. So the Bach and the Gro, this is in Chayv Shemishpat, Simen Tov Chof, they say the Ein Chanami, the din is also true if one hits his own Eved, then he'll be Mechayv Malkus. However, that's even the case when it is a Shavar Pruta. Since he's potter from the Chayv Tashlumin when he hits his own Eved, therefore he'll always get Malkus for the love of Lo Yosef. Now, like Tosef, however, he argues on this, this is in Simen Tov Chof Dalet, Sifkat, and Aleph, and he says that if one hits his own Eved, and it's Hakah, which is a Shavar Pruta, there will be that he'll be potter from Malkus. And the Ktois explains, since Batsim there is a Chiv Mammon over here, the reason why Lamaisi doesn't have to pay is because Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, but since there is Batsim a Chiv Mammon, that's enough to pattern him from the Chiv of Malkus, we'll say the Kal of Kadeva Shosai, we cannot be Mechayiv in Malkus, since Batsim there is a Chiv Mammon. So we see that there's a Machaikas between the Ktois and the Bach over here, in case where he was Chayiv in his own Eved, and he should have been Mechayiv in a Tashlumin of more than a Pruta. Lamaisi is not paying, according to the Bach, since Lamaisi is not paying, so he'll be Mechayiv Malkus. According to the Ktois, since Be'etzim there is a Chiyuv, the reason why he doesn't have to pay is because Mashiach can't ever kind of rabbi, therefore he will say the Klal of Kedera Shosai and he'll be potter from the Malkus. And the way the Svarim explain over here is that Tosis, the two Tosis of Tosis are actually arguing in the same Nekuda. And that is that when one is Chayiv on his own Eved, is the Pshat, the reason why he's potter from the Chiyuv of Nezek, for example, is the Pshat that Be'etzim there is a Chiyuv over here, just Mashiach can't ever kind of rabbi, or is the Pshat that he's not a Mazik B'chlal, there is no Chiyuv at all? According to the first side of Tosis, he is Be'etzim a Mazik, and there should have been a Chiyuv, just Mashiach can't ever kind of rabbi, and therefore as far as the Reaper is concerned, Tosis holds, the same when one is Chayiv on Eved Kanani Shal Chaveri, so the Reaper doesn't go to the Adin, rather it goes to the Eved, because he needs it to heal himself, so too when he's Mazik his own Eved, also there's no Dimash Mashiach can't ever kind of rabbi, and the Reaper will go to the Eved. The second Tosis of Tosis holds, that when one is Chayiv on his own Eved, there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin Bechlal, as we explained, it's not even considered a Meisim Mazik, and for that reason he's Pater even from the Chiyuv of Ripoy. This will fit with the sheet of the Bach that the Chiyuv Tashlumin is not Chal in the first place, and according to this, the Bach holds that Mamel will be Mechayiv Malkus because you won't have the Ptur of Kedei Rishosai. Now, continue on to the next Sugya at the bottom of the Omer, where it brings a shot which Rabbi Lozer asked Rav, Hachivu bebas ktana shal achirim chavolo lemi. And what is Chivu in a ktana? Does his father have a schus to get that Nezek, or does the Nezek go to the child herself? On this, Rav answered, Leizochsa ter la'av elo shvach na'urim belvad, the din is that the father does not have a schus to get that Nezek. The Gemara continues on and says that Rav is moided that as far as the Shevis is concerned, and that the father does have a schus. The Gemara then gets sidetracked and asks a steer between two braces. As far as the Chiv of Shevis, when do we say that a father has a right to get the Shevis of his child, either if he himself was Chayvel the child or if someone else was Chayvel? Eventually, at the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara gets back to the original Shiloh, and the Gemara brings that this is actually a machlekes between Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish agrees to Rav that Reizachsa Ter La'av El Shvach Nurim Belved. And Rav Yechanan argues, he holds that if there's a Ptia which is Avchus HaMikaspa, like the example which the Gemara gives, Shepotza Befanav Avchus HaMikaspa, in that case the father has a schus to get that Nezek. So we'll first discuss this Machlekes HaMeroim, the Machlekes between Rav and Reish Lakish, Keneged Rav Yechanan, and then we'll get back to the other Chelik in the Sugya about the Chiv of Sheves. When does the father get the Sheves of his child? So again, the original Shayla the Gemara brings, Rav Blazer asked Rav, HaChivu Bebas Ktana Shal Achirim Chavol Lemi, does the father have a schus to get the nezek of his daughter when one is chayiv on her? And the Mukaisa over here points out that the whole shaila is dafka as far as the chiv of nezek is concerned. However, as far as the chiv of tzar and ripoy and boishes, that's part of that the father has no right to get those tashlumin. That definitely goes to her. The whole svar to say that he should get the nezek, that's because avchus hamikaspa, as the Gemara explains, he loses out when she goes down in value. That's why there's a tzar that he should get the chiv of nezek. However, as far as the tzar, the ripoy and the boishes, that's part of that it goes to her and not to the father. Again, as far as the Chiv of Sheves, that the Gemara says that it's partial that Me'ikar Hadin, the father should get it. Since the father has the right to get the Maisi Daim of his daughter, so he should have a schus to get the Sheves. As long as he's providing food for her. If he's not feeding her, that the Gemara says, a father cannot tell his daughter, say imi ve'in izoncha, the father does not have a right to get the Maisi Daim of his daughter if he's not feeding her. Therefore, in the case when he's not giving her Mezainis, the only Sheves which he could possibly get is Nahadofa, if there's extra, beyond that which she needs to feed herself. That Shevis Be'etzim the father should get. However, again, as we'll see in the Sugya, there's a tzad to say that even though Mi'ikra didn't, the father should get it. Still, sometimes we say that he's Mevater and he allows her to keep it. Rakwam, that's the second chelik in the Sugya. Now, what exactly the two tzadim of the Gemara's Shaila? So the Lashon of the Gemara is, Mi Aminan Kivin Da'akli Rachman Shvach Nurim La'av Chavol Nami Davu Havi. The father should get the Nezek just like he gets other Shvach Nurim. However, the Gemara feels necessary to add an additional Svar. The Gemara says, Ma'itaimo Da'avchos HaMikaspo, since he's the one who loses out when she goes down in value. The second side of the Gemara says is Shvachnu Mhud Akli Rachmano Dafka the Kesef Kedushin. That's what the father gets. The boy Lemimsel Lemuka Shchin Motzi Mosar. Aval Chavala Kiven the boy Mischav Baloy Motzi Chovel Lekani Le Rachmano. Now, firstly, Tosis points out over here in Dibur Maschal Kiven the Akli Rachmano. Even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma that there's a cloud that all Shvachnurim go to the father, and that's the tzad to say that the Chavala also should go to the father because all Shvachnurim go to the father. And Rashi is Mashma like that as well. Rashi says, Shvachnurim la'av, diksibin rebe, savia, kol Shvachnur re'a la'avio. This is Mashma, there's a cloud that all income of a daughter goes to the father while she's still a ktana. However, Tosis brings from Megoran Kedushin Daf Gimel and Ksubas Daf Mem. The Gemara did have such a havmir that there's a cloud kol Shvachnur re'a la'avio. However, the Gemara comes out with Maskana that the Pasuk of Binurea Beisavio is talking Dafka Ben Haferas Nedarim. We don't learn out to other schusim that the father has the rights over his daughter. And that which the father does have a schus to get the Kesef Kedushin, and he also has a schus to get the Metziah of his daughter, each one has its own reason. The Kesef Kedushin is like the Gemara says over here, since it's Biyodeh to be Meiser to a Mukashrin, therefore it's a Svar that he gets the Kesef Kedushin. Metziah, the Gemara says, Ksubistaf Mzayin Omer Aleph, the reason why the father gets it is Mishum Eva. If she doesn't give the Metziah to her father, this may cause resentment, and then the father may stop feeding her, or he'll be Mekadosh to a Menovel or a Mukashrin. According to Tosfos, each din, each schus that the father has in his daughters for a separate reason, there is no general cloud that calls Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah. Therefore, Tosfos explains that when the Gemara uses the Lashon of Shvach Nurim Le'aviyah, the Gemara does not mean to say that this would be the reason why the father should get the Nezek when one is Chayv on his daughter. Rather, the Gemara is just using this as a simin. The same way we find the father has other schusim in his daughter, each schus for a separate reason, so maybe he should have a schus for the chiv of Nezek as well. And here's a different story, like the Gemara says, the afchusam yikaspa. Now, but that's Rashi does learn that Ersugya is based on that which there's a klal in general, that kol shvach nureh l'aviyah, that's the tzad to say that the father should get the chiv of Nezek here. And even though, as we saw, Tosis asks that the maskanas of Gemara in Kedushin and in Ksubis is that there is no such klal, but Akapan Rashi was learning our Gemara, like the Havmin in those Gemaris, that there is a klal of kol shvach nureh l'aviyah. The Pnei Yeshua over here says this, but that's Rashi, and he explains the reason why Rashi wanted to learn Agamar like the Havmin of those Sugis. One can take a look over there to see his Cheshbin. Tosfos quotes that Rashi, but Metziah Daf Yud Beis also is Mavur like this. The Mishnah over there, which says that Metziah is Bino Yubito Haktanim, the Metziah of a child goes to the father, Rashi explains that by a daughter, the reason why it goes to the father is because of the Klal Kol Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah. By his son, Rashi says that's a very different reason, as the Gemara explains over there. There also we see that Rashi goes with this Klal of Kol Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah. But according to Rashi and Asuga, this is the tzad to say that the father should get the chiv of Nezek. We have to add, even though the Gemara does say a svara, my time with the Achosam Mikaspa, why is that svara necessary? We already said that this is a klav kol shvach nureh l'aviyah. And Rashi himself at the top of Peichefsa Menalef and Dibur Maschol the Achosam Mikaspa, he explains v'arei b'yodi l'moichra. Rashi is coming to explain why is it that the father is losing out over here when the value goes down, because b'derech klal the father could sell her as an oma, here he's not going to get the same price. And why you need this svara? We already said that there's a klav kol shvach nureh l'aviyah. And here we have to explain that the pshat is, the same way as we said, the chiv of tzar and ripoy and baishas, that definitely does not go to the father, that she keeps for herself. A karka the pshat is that this is not included in shvach nureo. Not every money that she acquires is automatically considered shvach nureo. Maishas dain, which is normal for her to work and make money, or matiyah as well, also that is considered shvach nureo. However, tzar, ripoy, and baishas, this is not normal income. On this we don't say that the father has a schus to get. That's why the Gemara has to add a svar over here, the Afchusam Mikaspa. This is the reason why the Chiv of Nezek is different. The father is the one who's losing out, and therefore this would be included in Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah. Now, according to this, we have to add that the svar of Afchusam Mikaspa, Bedas Rashi, is not enough on its own to be a reason why the father should get the Chiv of Nezek. It's not the pshat that the father owns his daughter, it's not one of his possessions, and therefore even though she went down in value, that would not be a reason why the father should get the Nezek as opposed to her herself. It's only together with the fact that there's a klal of Kol Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah. The father has a general schus to get all the income of his daughter. This would be included as well because of this far of Afchusam Mikaspa. He's the one who's losing out. That's why this would also be included in Kol Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah. And the second side of the Gemara says that maybe Kesef Kedushin is different because it's Biyodeh of the father to be Mekadosher to a Mukashrin. That's the reason why the father gets the Kesef Kedushin. L'chari would seem that according to Rashi, the Gemara's Gufa Mistopic about this. What is the pshat? Why the father gets the Kesef Kedushin? Is the pshat because it's included in the Klal of Kol Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah? And if that's the case, the chiv of Nezek would be the same. It also be included in Kol Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah because of the svar the Gemara says, the Afchusam Mikaspa. Idem, the second side is the reason why the father gets the Kesef Kedushin is not because it's included in Kol Shvach Nureh Le'aviyah. Rather, it's a specific svar that he should get the Kesef Kedushin because it's biyodai to Mikadashur to whoever he wants. And therefore, this svar would not apply by Chavala since it's not biyodai of the father to be choyvel in his daughter. Now, there's another nekuda over here, and that is, what exactly does it mean Afchusam Mikaspa? So as we saw, Rashi at the top of Peiches Amud Aleph is Mavur, Afchus HaMikaspa means that her value went down, the amount that she could have been sold as an Oma by her father. And therefore, since her father is losing out over here, it is time to say that he should get the Chiv of Nezek. Again, as we said before, according to Rashi, this is part of the general klal of Kol Shvach Nireh La'aviyah. Now, Tosfos, however, at the top of Peizayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Omer Leih, Tosfos has two stadim how to understand what does it mean, Afchus HaMikaspa. Tosfos asks Akasha, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf from Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara over there brings a Braisa, in the case of Potzah Bifaneo, the Braisa says that the Chavala goes to the father, and Tosfos asks, according to the way the Gemara over here explains, according to Rav and Reish Lakish, even in the case of Potzah Bifaneo, where it was Afchus HaMikaspa, still the din is that the father does not have a schus to get the Achiv of Nezek. Tosfos asks, how does it feel with the Braisa over there in Ksubas Daf from Gimel? And Tosfos has two terus into this kasha. One terus he says is that Rav and Rav Yechon are maskim that there is a certain amount of nezek which the father does get. And that is that since the father has the schus to sell his daughter until she becomes a naira, so if he would sell her for those limited number of years from now at the time of the chavala until the age of a naira, her value when she sold for these years goes down now that she has a wound on her face. So that part of the nezek that the father definitely does have a schus to get because he's actually losing out. However, the chiv of nezek is much more than this. The Chiv of Nezek is the amount that the person went down to be sold as an Eved for the rest of their life. We spoke about this in the beginning of the parak, how to evaluate this, either how much the person can be sold as an Eved Knani, or how much they can be sold as an Eved Ivri, but to be sold repeatedly 6 years at a time for the rest of their life, all that is included in the Chiv of Nezek. Now, in all that extra Nezek, that's where the Machlekes in the Sugya is. According to Rav and Reish Lakish, the father does not get that, that goes to her herself. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, since the Nezek happened while she was in the shus of the father, so all of the nezek, even the amount that she goes down in value to be sold for the rest of her life, all that goes to the father as well. So according to this Rambam Taisus, Afchus HaMikaspa means how much she goes down in value if she were to be sold as an Oma. And the second pshat of Taisus, the Inami, he says a different pshat to answer this kasha from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Mem Gimel. And that is, the Gemara in Ksubas was talking about the hefsid which the father incurs, because right now if he wants to sell his daughter until she becomes a naira, she'll be sold for a lower price. Ashenkin the Hefsid, the man that she goes down in value, if theoretically she would have been sold past the days of Nairus, that is no reason why the father should get that, because he's not losing out. And Machoikas Rav and Reish Lakish in Asuga against Rabbi Yochanan, this is talking about a different point. When the Gemara says Afchus HaMikaspa, it's not referring to her value, how much she could be sold as an Oma, rather Afchus HaMikaspa, in the Kesef Kedushin, a person would not be willing to be Mekadosh for the same amount of money as he would have been Mekadosh if she would not have had this Mum. That Hefsid is to the father, he's the one who's losing out because he would get the Kesef Kedushin. That's the shaila over here. Does the father have a schus to get the Nezek? Because potentially he's losing out on the Kesef Kedushin, so Rav and Reish Lakish hold that he does not have a schus to get that. As Taisa explains, Le'zochi le'ele Kedushin Mamish, he has a schus to get the Kesef Kedushin when Lamaisa, she is Niskadeshus in the end, but it's not that he has a schus to get all potential Kesef Kedushin. He doesn't have a right to claim the Nezek because she goes down and that person is not going to be Kadosh with the same amount of money. And Bechman argues he holds that the father does have a schus to get the Nezek because of her value that went down in the Kesef Kedushin. Takapam, there's two truths in Taisus. How to understand Afchus HaMikaspa? Is this referring to the man that she goes down to be sold as an Oma, or is it referring to the man that she goes down for her Kesef Kedushin? Now, to go back to the first Malach of Taisus, the Machlekes Amram is, does the father have a schus to get the Chiv of Nezek for that which her value as an Oma goes down? And the Shaila is about the loss in value if she were to be sold beyond the years of Nairus. Does his father have a schus to get that as well? And Taisus explains, what is this far of Rabbi Yochanan to say that the father does get that as well? That's not part of the father's hefsid. So Taisus explains, since this loss in her value took place while she was by the father, this far is to say that the father gets all of that pchisus, all of that loss in her value. This is how it would seem to need further hesber. So Rabbanan the Kaibet Shirim Chelik Beis, Simon Yir Aleph Ois Gimel, he discusses our Taisus and he explains this based on the chakir which he has. How to understand that which a daughter is in the rishus of the father until she becomes a begeres. L'inin her maisi yadayim, she leaves the father's rishus until she becomes a begeres. L'inin to be sold as an oma, she's considered in the father's rishus until she becomes a naira. What is the pshat on this chus of the father? Is the pshat that it's like a kinyan lizman? The same way a person can own something for a limited amount of time, here also the chus that the father has in his daughter is for a limited amount of time, only until she becomes a begeres. Or is the pshat that he has a full bailus in her? He has a schus from the Maisi Yadayim Be'etzem to last forever. Just as a din hafka, when she becomes a begeres, the Torah says, this is like an outside force which is mafki her and takes her out of the schus of the father. A similar concept we find, Rabbi Chanan says, by Yovel, if a person buys a field, so even though when Yovel comes, the field is going to go back to the original owner, it's not the pshat that it's a kinyan lizman, the buyer only has it for a limited amount of time. Rather, he bought it litzmisus, he bought it forever. Just the Torah says that there's a force called Yovel which comes and takes the field away from the buyer and gives it back to the seller. These are the two stodim Rabbi Chanan has and how to understand the schus that the father has in his daughter until she becomes a begeres. And Rabbi Chanan explains with these two stodim we can understand the machlekes over here according to the first pshat of Tosfos. Tosfos says that according to Rav and Reish Lakish, the din is the father only has a schus for the loss in her value if he were to sell her until the age that she becomes a naira. According to Rabbi Chanan, since right now she is in the schus of the father, and now is where the hefsed in her took place, therefore the father has a schus to get for the full chiv of nezek. And Rabbi Chanan explains that Rabbi Chanan holds that the schus that the father has in his daughter, either for a maisei daim or to sell her as an oma, we look at it as if that schus is not limited in time. It's a schus that he has forever, just the Torah says that there's a hafka. If she's sold as an oma, then when she becomes a naira, the Torah is mafkih her from the schus of the adoin. And the maisei daim also, once she becomes a begeres, the Torah is mafkih the schus of the father to continue getting her maisei daim. But since Be'ezim, the schus that he has in his daughter is a schus forever, and the chaval took place during this time period when she wasn't the father's reshus, therefore the father will have a right to get the entire amount of the nezek. This is how Rabbi Chanan explains the Shita Rabbi Yochanan according to the first Mahalach of Tosfos. Now continue on as far as the second chelik in the sugya. If a father is chayv on his own child, when do we say that he's chayv? When do we say that he's potter? And if someone else is chayv on his child, when do we say that the father has a schus to take the tashlumin? So to summarize, what comes out of the sugya is like this. Meikra din, if a father is chayv on his son, whether it's b'nai gadol or b'nai katan, and the same is also true if it's bitai who's a gedayla, the father should be mechuyev to pay all chamisha dvarim. If it's a ben who's a gadol, you'll give it directly to the son. If it's a katan, yasu lo iskulo. But there's no reason why the father should be potter. However, the Gemara says in a case where it's smuchim al shulchanai, there's a takana mishum eva in order that there should not be resentment. If the father's going to have to pay his own child when he's mazik the child, that's going to cause resentment, and we're afraid that he's going to stop being mefarnes his child. Therefore, the din is that if the father is mazik the child, when the child is samach al shulchani of the father, the din is that the father is potter. Now, I'll get back to soon to discuss whether this is talking about ol chiyuvim or dafka the chiyuv of sheves. Now, when it's ain smuchin al shulchani, then we go back to the ikar din. The ikar din, the father's mechuyv to pay the child. Again, whether it's a b'nai gadol or b'nai katan, or it's a bita who's a gdaila, the father's mechuyv to pay them ol chamisha dvarim. This is how the Gemara resolves the steer between the two braisas. The first braisa, which says that the father's chayv on the son, the father's mechuyv to pay. That's talking about a case where it's ain smuchim al shulchani. The second braisa, which is before that the father's potter, that's in the case of smuchim al shulchani, there's the din of misham eva. Now, just mentioned briefly over here, there's a major machlekes rishonim, and we say that if it's smuchim al shulchani, there's a shail of eva. For that reason, the father himself, when he's chayvel, he's potter. Is that talking about dafka the chiv of sheves, or the other chiv of itashtumin as well? The shita of tesis over here in Dibur Maschel Uktani is that eva is as far only legabi the sheves, since the father is giving mezainus to the child, and in exchange for the mezainus, the maisi daim of the child are supposed to go to the father. Now that the father was chayvel the child, if we can mechayv the father to pay the chiv of sheves, that will cause eva. Now further on Taisus, he adds that even if you'll say perhaps that once a person's children are gedolim, then even if they're smuch ma'al shulchanai, still there's no din that the ma'isik daim have to go to the father. Still Taisus says there's a sfarah to say that Shevis is more shaykh to the father, and only on the Shevis is a sfarah of eva. That's why we parted the father from paying the chiv of Shevis to the child. However, as far as the other chivim are concerned, on that there is no eva. Therefore the father will have to pay in this case when he was chayv on his child, even if they're smuch ma'al shulchanai. So this is the sheet of Taisus, and this is the sheet of the Baal Amar and the Rush as well. The Rabban, however, in the Melchamas, he argues, and he holds that the Svar of Eva is a reason to pater from all Chiyuvim, not just for the Chiyuv of Sheves. This Melchaykes Rishonim comes down to a Melchaykes Lalocha Lameisa, in Chayshim Mishpat Simen Tov Chav Dalid, Asif Zayin, the Mechaber Paskins like the Shita of the Ramban, that when a father is Chayv on his own child, that he's pater from all Chiyuvim, the Mechaber is Paskins that the Svar of Eva is Negein, not only the Chiyuv of Sheves, but all other Chiyuvim as well, and the Ramban Paskins like Tosis and the Rosh, that the Torah is only on the Chiyuv of Sheves, as far as other Chiyuvim, the father does owe the son. And this is how when the father himself is chayv on the child. When someone else was chayv on the child, the Gemara says that even in the case of smuchim al shulchanai, still the din is that the child gets all the chamisha dvarim. And the Gemara explains that here, even though the father is not going to get it, there's no problem of mishum eva, because there's a tzirf of two different factors. Firstly, it's isla tzair de gufa, and secondly, it's me'alma ka asula. Here there's no problem, the father does not mind if the child will keep the chamisha dvarim for themselves. Now, as far as bita iktana, here already it's different, because bita iktana mi ikra din, the father is supposed to get the maisi daim of the child, and therefore the sheves, which is to replace the maisi daim, that also should go to the father. So this is what the first price says, that if a person is chayvel in his own bita iktana, he's potter, because even if someone else is chayvel in his daughter, the father is the one who gets the sheves. The Gemara explains that this price is talking about dafka the chiv of sheves, not the chiv of nezek, because Gemara wanted to explain that this price could fit with the shita of Rav. If you like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, this price which says that when someone else is chayv on his bask tano, the tashlumi goes to the father, that would also include even the nezek. But Rakhman will focus now on the sheves, As far as the Shevis is concerned, whether he himself is Mazik his daughter, or someone else is Mazik his daughter, either way, the father is the one who has a schus to the Shevis, because it's a Bas Ketana, the father has a schus for the Maisa Yadayim. Now in the second Braisa, so when he's chayv on his own child, the Braisa says that he's always Potter, even by Banov, the Pshat, as the Gemara explains, because it's Smuchim al Shochanim, Mishum Eva. However, in the ratio of that Braisa, when it's someone else who's chayv on his child, the din of Eva does not tell us that the father should get the Tashlumin, rather the child themselves get it. And the Braisa says, both by Banov and by Benoisov, the din is that if it's Gdaylam Yitin Lem Miyad, and if it's Ketanim Yaslam Segula, and here already this is difficult to understand, where is the Pshat? By Benoisov Aktanim, why should the Shevis go to the child? Why is it Yaslam Segula? The father has a schus to get the Shevis of his Bas Ketana. So this is really the Gemara's kasha, when the Gemara says, V'ha Asam Disla Tzare De Gufa, Ma'amaka Asi Lovika Kabid, Diktani V'lai Oide Lachim, Shechav L'Bachayav Nitin La'Aviya. So Tyson Dibra Mask Loktani explains that the words he's asking is, what is the chilek between the two braises in this Nakuda? The first braise is Mavur, that if Achirim or Chival in the Bito Iktana, the din is that the Shevis goes to the father, because he's Makbid, he wants to keep it himself. Yet the second braise is Mashmah, that the father is not Makbid, he allows his daughter to receive the Shevis, because the braise is Mashmah, even in the case where one person was Chival in the Bito Iktana of someone else, the Bas herself gets the Shevis, what is the chilek? On this, the Gemara answers, Hossam in the first braisa, the gaver kapadnahu, the ain't smuchin al shulchana, you see he's a gaver kapadnah because he's not supporting his own children, so afil b'midi daslu ma'al makapid. He's makpid to get the Shevis, even though it's coming from someone else, he's not having any hefsid. Hacha in the second braisa, the lav gaver kapadnahu, the smuchin al shulchana, kika kabe b'midi ka chasterle, b'midi daslu ma'al maloi kapid. He's not makpid on the Shevis, since it's aslu ma'al ma. Meaning the Gemara is saying that in the braisa basraisa, he's not makbid to allow his daughter to keep the Shevis, since it's Aslu Ma'alma, even though he deserves to get the Shevis because it's Bito Iktano, he had his chus to get the Maisi Daim, and he should get the Shevis as well. Still, he's not makbid on Midi Aslu Ma'alma, and he allows his daughter to keep it for herself. Now, Tais over here, Dibur Maskel Hochot, the Bayam Taisus, he's bothered. And here, as far as the Shevis of his Bito Iktano, Mi'ikr, then he has a right to get the Shevis, and even if she's not Smucha al Shulchanai, in that case, he has to allow her to have some of the Shevis, enough what she needs in order to support herself, but for the Hadaf of the extra, that the father still does have a right to get. If so, what is the pshat that since he's not makbid, the Shevis goes to her? Bishlama, when we talk about banim, whether b'nai gadol or b'nai katan, the same would also be by bita gdayla, so then the father does not have any schusim be'etzem in the child. All chamisha dvarim should go to the child. And then the Gemara says as far to be mechalik between smuch ma'ashochani and ein smuch ma'ashochani. If the smuch ma'ashochani and the father was one himself who was mechayvel in them, here there's a question of Eva, and therefore we pater the father if he was one who was chayvel in them himself. Here the Gemara says a chayv between him and someone else. If he was chayv on them, there's a svar of Eva, therefore we pater him. If someone else was chayv on them, we don't say that we should give the money over to the father, Mishum Eva, because the father is not makbid, since he himself is not incurring any loss. So the svaras of Kpedar to determine whether we should give money to the father, which Be'etzim he didn't deserve, by his sons or his Bita Yigdayla, so Be'etzim he's not supposed to get the Shevis. There would have been a time to say that he should get it because he's makbid, and that the Gemara says that he's not makbid on something which he himself doesn't have a loss. However, over here, when we're talking about a different Nidain, the Shevis or the Bita Gedoyla, there Mi'ikra Din, the Torah says that he's supposed to get it, because the father has the schus to get the Maisik Daim of his daughter, who's a Ketana. What is the pshat that since he's not Makbid, we're going to give this money over to the child? So Tayy says over here, at the end of the Ramas Kol Hacha, he says, Shema Omdu Chachamim Daitei Shal Av, V'yoydim, Shemaychel Hem Yishom Tzair Digufayu, V'miti Dilei Chasr Bei V'asul Hume Alma. It's more than just that he's not Makbid, rather there's an Umduna, we assess the das of the father, and we assume that he wants his child to get this payment of Shevis, even though Mi'ikra Din, he's the one who's supposed to have gotten it. And the Sefer Yelis HaShachar from Rav Shteinman Shlita, he's still bothered. What does Taisus mean that he could be Meichel, the father will be Meichel, and therefore the Chayvel will have to pay to the child, since this money Be'etzim is owed to the father, it's not owed to the child. Only if the father would give over with the Kinyan, the Dishchusim, to the child, that would enable the child to collect instead of the father. But by the father being Meichel, if anything Mechila could accomplish that the Chayvel is now Potter, but how does it accomplish that the Chayv has to pay the child instead of the father? So in the Sefer Birchas Avram, Avram Erlinger, he's also bothered by this point, and he says, from here the Chayv we can prove that which the Shevis goes to the father is not the fact that really there's a direct Chayv to the father. Rather, Be'etzim the Chayv is to the child, since the father has a schus for the Maisei Daim of the child, he has a schus also to be Teveyah the Shevis, so the Chayv Shevis to the father really goes through the child, therefore it is Shayach Mechil over here, if the father is Meichel his schus, to take the Shevis away from the child, then the male of the Chiv will be left, the Chiv will now owe the money directly to the child. This is how the Birchas Avram explains Pshat in Taisvis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or a masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.